Well, the 2026 election season is upon us, and it's time once again for the Meet the Candidate program on KVEL. Good evening, I'm Steve Evans with News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Each political season, Evans Family Media invites all candidates running for national, state, or local office to join us for a candid conversation about their position on issues, their background, and their qualifications for office. The Meet the Candidate program is a public service provided by CNS Hydraulics in Vernal and Runners Incorporated in Roosevelt. The program airs each Tuesday and Thursday evening at 6 right here on KVEL. Now, this program will also be available after each broadcast under the Community tab on basinnow.com. This evening, we have the opportunity to visit with Matt Wilbur, and in full disclosure, I need to state that Matt Wilbur is an employee of Evans Family Media, and I have mixed emotions about him running for office. On one hand, he's a great guy, and I can attest to you that he's a valued employee here. On the other hand, I don't want to lose him, so I don't quite know whether to support him or not. But we'll discuss this with him here, and hopefully you can make that decision for me. Matt Wilbur, tell us about your work history. Tell us about yourself. First of all, I know what your work history is because I read your resume.
I
moved you up here from St. George.
So yes, you did.
Tell us a little more about Matt Wilbur. Who are you?
Well, thank you, Steve. For those of you that don't know me, of course, I'm Matt Wilbur. I'm running for Seat A, County Commission, Uinta County Commission, and I'm the Operations Manager here at Evans Family Media, so you probably might have heard me on some of the stations, like 98.5 The Fox and Eagle Country, and moved up here about 5 years ago. Of course, that's thanks to you, Steve.
Incidentally, you were hired to be on the air.
Right?
And I can't have you on the air right now.
I know, right?
Other than this program.
Which is great. I'm glad. And I have to say, this program is a great way to get information out about people like me who are running for office. This is great. A little bit about me. Born in San Diego, California. Grew up in around the Cottonwood Heights Draper area up north in the city. And then lived in St. George for a little bit as well. And then been here, like I said, the last 5 years. And love it up here. It's great. This is now my home. My son lives with me. Of course, he lives in my basement, which is kind of the normal nowadays. Yeah. And my parents live up here as well. My father lives with me, and my mother lives at the Uinta Care Center. So I've been a big part of the community, a lot of the events we have here, and just being out and about. I was also served as the Uinta County GOP Vice Chair this last year as well. So got involved, and just love it. Love Uinta County, and love the people up here.
Well, you have a good work ethic. I can attest to that. So how do you feel about that? Is the county commission a full-time job?
Yes, it is a full-time job. Some people might say it's not, but it's a full-time job with everything you have to do, a lot of time. So people who run for this office, and I've weighed this a lot, this is something, it's going to take a big part of your life up, so it's a big decision to make. Anybody who runs for this is a huge decision, but yes, it'll take up a lot of your time if you want to do it effectively.
Matt Wilbur, why in the heck do you want to run for county commissioner?
Steve, you're not the first person that's asked me that. Out on the campaign trail, a lot of people say, why are you doing this? Well, I'll tell you what. The reason I'm doing it is because I love this community. Like I said, I moved up here 5 years ago and been a part of a lot of events and met a lot of people out and about. And it's just something I'm passionate about. Radio is my passion. Politics is a passion as well. And this community is a big, big impact in that. And, the call out there was for people saying we need some new people and fresh blood, something new advice, new ideas. And I thought, what a great time for me to run. This would be the time to do it.
On the personal level, I want to say that you are a dog lover. You had three. What are they? French bulldogs?
French bulldogs. Yes, I'm a big dog lover. I have two French bulldogs now. I have Katie and Trixie. My other one passed away in October, but they're like my little babies. And yes, big dog person. I love animals in general, basically.
You've been here for 5 years now, Matt Wilbur. What do you like most about the Uinta Basin?
I'll be honest, it's the people. I've been in places like St. George. I've been in places like, Draper, Cottonwood Heights, like I mentioned. The people here, whenever they need to step up, the people in this community just rally around each other. We have great events, and I've never met so many people. I love this town where I can go around, go to the store, and people are like, hey, that you see people you know. But there's a real energy in this town of people that just like, if you need help, they'll step up for you. They want to do the right thing, and it's a great place to be and a great place to raise a family as well.
Matt, you've been on the campaign trail. How long have you been on the campaign trail? What, 3 weeks now?
A month? Yeah, it's been about 3 weeks, pretty hardcore. I actually started thinking about this almost about a half a year ago, just thinking about the possibility, kind of weighing it in my mind. So I've been out talking to people a little bit before, really preparing for this, because this is something you have to prepare for. It's, you know, you can't just, you don't want to just jump into it. You want to get ready. And I've been out there now, and I've met new people, and I've learned a lot. I've learned a ton.
What are you hearing on the campaign trail? What is on the minds of the average Uinta County citizen? What are they concerned most about?
I think the biggest thing they are concerned about is I hear a lot about transparency. They want to know what's going on at the county, what people are doing. They're concerned about taxes. They're concerned about water. Growth, it's a big one as well.
Do they feel that that the county's not being transparent enough?
There's a lot of people I've talked to out there that say, you know, they feel like, you know, they don't know what's going on. They feel like when people get elected, sometimes it's kind of like they disappear from the public eye. You know, you don't see them out there as much anymore. I think the people, what I've talked to, they just want them to stay engaged. So my goal, I tell people, if I do become elected as a county commissioner, I'm still going to be out there at the events, at the city, county meetings, stuff like that, that to really be transparent, and just be out and about. They want to see those people. And that's a big thing you're hearing is that, where do they go? Or you don't see them, you know, and that's a big thing.
Messaging to the community. How important is that and your relationship with local media?
So messaging is huge. Like I mentioned, people want to know what's going on. Not everybody can make a meeting. Not everybody is social media savvy.
Most can't.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, it's an interesting time to have a meeting and people are at work. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, if they don't come to the meeting, they'll see it on social media. Well, there's a lot of people I've talked to in Uinta County aren't big on social media as well. We have a big group of those people. So, you know, with my media background, my hope is to, I can really thrive in that area to be able to get the word out there and try to, you know, get out what's going on at the county to as many people as possible. That's very important.
Wanted to visit with you. You mentioned water is something that's on the minds of the citizens that you've campaigned with. Obviously, we've had limited water connections through Ashley Valley Water and Sewer, and limiting the expansion and growth primarily in the Naples area. How big of a problem is water, and will water be in the future? And what do you propose to do to help solve that problem, if it's a problem?
Yeah, water is huge, Steve. It is a big one. For us to grow as a county, which we're going to do, it's inevitable, we have to have water. It's like the lifeblood of everything. So at this point, there's a lot of people involved in this, not just the county commissioners. You have, you know, Ashley Valley Water, you got the canal companies, you got the federal government. What we need to do is we actually have to come together and work in the state as well. We need to sit down and come up with a plan. I've heard this. I mean, I think the last time we've had commissioners run, it's kind of interesting. The same topics are on there. You know, it's water, taxes, and it seems like nothing gets done. It's a big task. And, you know, it's basically one of those things where, and when it comes to water, if we don't use it and it goes downstream, someone else is going to get it. And then the less we use, they're going to come back and say, use it or lose it. And right now, I think we were talking a little bit off the air, was the fact that in water, the federal government is going to be stepping in. If these states can't come to an agreement pretty soon, they're going to be stepping in. They're going to tell us how much water we get and what to do with it pretty much.
What kind of a priority will water be for you, Matt, as a county commissioner?
I think it has to be almost number one. I mean, if we want, it ties in with everything. Water is kind of like the lifeblood of our county in a way, because if we want to grow, bring in more of a tax base to help have taxpayers pay less, we have to have water. And right now, without water connections or having issues with that, that's got to be addressed. And that's one of the things I like to address if elected, as one of the first issues to tackle, at least try to work on.
Uinta Railway is coming. Mm-hmm. We both know that. We've heard the reports on it. It's not a matter of if, it's when at this point. Do we have the infrastructure necessary to meet the demand of 5,000 to 10,000 new full-time jobs, either direct or indirect, to the county? It might even be bigger than that, but that's the conservative estimation.
You're right. I've heard even numbers that possibly could be bigger. A lot of big changes come with the railway. I'm in support of it. I think it's going to be great for us, but you're right. Our infrastructure is not ready. I've been in places like St. George, and a big thing down there, to use him as an example, how many times I sat in council meetings and talked to people that said, I wish we would have done this 10 years ago. I wish we would have done this or saw this. And the growth hit them. As you probably know, being down there, people who are listening have been down there. We're pretty much like that in an earlier phase. So it's our point to look at what we have, and we can start doing these small things now. We don't have to tackle it all at once, but we need to sit down and go, okay, what can we hit? What projects can we do to get ready? But yes, infrastructure, we have to tackle that, because I would say if they were to ask me now if you are ready for a drop in influx like that, we are not.
All right. Ballard, water use.
Yes.
They have no water. There's no water connection. They get their water from the Ute Tribe, and they're out of water. what would you propose to do with regarding your relationship with Ballard? Ballard really feels a big disconnect mm-hmm. with the county.
Yeah.
They're over on the west side, and for the most part, they're kind of forgotten over there.
That is correct. I've talked to a lot of people, Steve, over in that area and talking to more and more every day. And that is their biggest, I would say their biggest complaint, their gripe is that we're out here on the west side, I call it, you know, out there, mm-hmm. Tridale, Ballard, and they just, they don't get any representation. They feel like they're left out. And they're, if the railway comes in, Ballard's going to be very important.
Absolutely.
And that's huge. And so we need to work with them. This is another thing. And this is when you mentioned the Ute Tribe as well. We need to reach out and work with them as well. We're neighbors. We're all together here. So we need to all sit down and try to work together because that area is going to be impacted so much. We need to do, a lot of it just comes with people sitting down and trying to come up with a plan. And I feel right now that everyone's kind of in their own bubble where they're just like, well, that's not my department. That's not me. We're going to have to come together, meet with the state, the federal government, the tribe, you know, and the cities and work. And we're going to have to come up with a plan because like you said, if that railway comes in, there's no water. We're going to have some big problems coming up.
We get slammed with 10,000 new jobs in this area. It's going to be chaotic, especially if we don't have the infrastructure. I envision people living in camp trailers anywhere they can in parking lots on the side of the road. I can see that being a big problem for law enforcement mm-hmm. With a transient workforce that I think we can expect, at least through the construction period, which may go 4 years, five years possibly. Yep. Matt Wilbur, what would you propose to do for affordable housing and to increase an investment in infrastructure, both planning and investment, and also seeking the government and the state's help?
That's a big one, Steve. And I tell a lot of people that I am very pro at whatever we can get helps with grants from the federal government and the state. I'm all for it. That money's out there. It's free. I'm going to try, and this might sound bad to some people, I'm going to try to get as much of it as I can because it's there for us to use. Now, when it comes to housing, that's a huge problem. We have, you look at the high school and the amount of kids graduate every year. That high school's huge, right? Where are those kids going? You know, all of them can't go to the oil field, which, you know, that's been a great big support here in the county. We got to diversify a little bit. But, you know, the big thing is that when it comes to affordable housing, we got to think of different ways. People are doing some homes. They're building different homes here and there. I propose a possibility of working with people who might want to come in and build some apartment complexes that are decent, maybe work with them and saying, hey, if you help out by keeping rents in certain ranges, if you want, it's up to them. It's a free market. And you say, maybe if you keep a certain amount of rent here or here, we can maybe cut you a tax break. That in turn, having their rents lower would help maybe drive down the price of some of the higher rents around that could help a little bit. But it is a lot dependent on market, but there are a few things we can try to look at, just different solutions to try to help out housing a little bit. Because we want to keep our kids here. We want to keep, you know, you want your family here. You want your grandkids to stay here, what we have. And with the way the housing is now, it's just not going to happen.
Relationships with state, federal agencies and state regulatory agencies, UDOT, the CIB, those types of organizations. How important is it that we have good representation with the legislature as a general?
Mm-hmm. Very important. I'll tell you why. A lot of people, when they run for commissioner, they don't realize that, yeah, Uinta County is a huge part of it. But the other big part of that is working with the state and the federal government to get what we need for our county. You have to be a good negotiator. You have to be able to listen to people and talk. If you want to go up there pounding your fist and say, I want this, you know, they've been playing that game for a long time. They know how to play the game. You've got to be smart about it, and you got to get what you can out of it and talk to these people. That is important, and that's something, you know, we need good leaders up there. Right now, the consensus sometimes up there is that, you know, oh, it's Uinta County. They're kind of the joke is pushing back there sometimes. You know, it happens. You hear that when you're in meetings up there sometimes.
Especially if you're not there, if you're not present.
If you're not present, they're just going to blow right over you. And so, no, we need people that are going to go up there, fight for our county, because we, the commissioners, are the voice for you up on Capitol Hill. It's very important.
Let's talk about economic development. And along with the railroad, will be opportunities for economic diversity. Travis Campbell is our economic development director. You've had conversations
yes.
with him.
Mm-hmm.
What is your impression of the vision that the county has currently right now?
I think they understand that growth is coming and they want the economy to be, you know, diverse in different ways. I'm a big proponent of that. I look around and like I tell people, oil field is great. I love what it's done. It supports us. It's our backbone. Farmers, ranchers are our backbone as well. But I love the word diverse economy because I'll tell you why. Because I don't want to have put all my eggs in one basket. I want to be sure that if times get bad, different administrations, things happen. You never know. The world, just like it is today, you look around, everything is different. We need to be diverse in Uinta County so that if we do the days of the old ups and downs, which luckily I haven't been here through a really bad one like you have or other people listening have, I want it to go straight. I want it to maybe if it has to dip a little bit, that's great. But I want us to maintain so that, you know, we don't have to, everyone doesn't have to get up and move. Houses don't have to be foreclosed. So very diversify it and find ways to find different things You know, Amazon's come in, different things, and I think that's important. That also includes travel and tourism. That includes things that can bring in money to the county as well. It just needs to be a very round overall economy, so very diverse. It's important.
The synergy between Uintah County, we talked about this just briefly, Uintah County, Bernal, Naples, and Ballard. Do you feel that there is currently a disconnect beyond Ballard? What about with the city entities themselves? Bernal City, Naples City, Jensen.
Yes, there is. I've talked to them. I've been to their city council meetings. A lot of them feel like county doesn't really care about them, to be honest. There are some that go. I mean, I give credit to Commissioner Lefevre. I've seen him out there. I've talked to him at meetings. But sometimes I've been to Ballard City Halls, and sometimes there's not people there. In my view, and I think this is very important, as a county commissioner, there's three commissioners. It should be easy to sit down during a month and say, okay, you take Vernal, you take Naples, I'll take Ballard. Let's get out to these events. And as county commissioners, you should be out there to those events. And we have to really build that connection with our cities. We have to work together. There's a lot of stuff coming. And right now I feel like everyone kind of, you know, sometimes feel like the county is its own entity. We've got to fix that, and we've got to be sure we're out there with all the different towns.
Smaller government and more representation from the community. There are currently seven counties of the 29 counties in the state of Utah that have a council form of government. Now, there's an effort being made right now to have that issue put on the November ballot. Do you mm-hmm. support that? If not, why?
Okay, I'll tell you my thoughts on that. Number one, I do see it right now. You have three commissioners, and you can put this on a board if you want, A, B, and C. Well, when people get elected and you want to team up with somebody, say A teams up with C, well, guess what? There you go. There's your commissioners right there, right? We don't need B, technically, if you want to be.
Yeah, and I've seen it happen.
You've seen it happen. We've seen it happen a lot. That's our problem. I'm all for it, but here's how I look at it. I'm all for anything that's different, and I believe the people of the county should decide. So if they get it on the ballot and the people decide for it, I'm for it, but I say leave it up to the people, let the people decide. But if you look at the way that is, I think it would be a good idea.
Okay, but you wouldn't throw any roadblocks in the way from having that put on a ballot?
No, I would say go ahead and put on the ballot. It's up to the people to decide, not the commissioners. That should be a Uintah County citizen vote.
Wanted to visit with you about employee culture at Uintah County. With over 250 employees, Uintah County is one of the biggest employers in the county. How would you describe your management style?
You know, I listen. I love to go in. I've managed big corporations before. I've managed mining companies and stuff like that. And first off, I go in and I listen to everybody. My goal is I like to be hands-on. So the first little bit as a commissioner, I like to go to each department. I want to know what they do. I want to actually see it. If I have to shadow them for a half of a day, that's important because I want to know what they do. That's the best way you can do that. So you can see for yourself what's involved, not just by hearing it, but by doing it. And then on top of that, you make decisions. And that means you work with their department managers. You be sure everything's being run correctly. I don't agree. I don't go in with an axe and just start chopping away. I like to look at everything and then make reasonable decisions on what's best. If that means moving some things around, changing some stuff, leaving it as it is, just what's best in management. But I'm very hands-on, open door policy. And I just want to talk. I'm not a micromanager. I believe the department managers need to run their own department efficiently, and they should be able to take care of that. They should be able to do that themselves.
In your opinion, Matt Wilbur, what is the culture surrounding county employees, the culture with the employees of the county in general? I'm not talking about elected officials. I'm talking about county employees, the rank and file.
You know, I've talked to a lot of them, and I think a lot of them, it's hard for them. I do admit this. You know, it would be hard every 4 years or whatever, getting different people than and not knowing your direction, right? It's like, right. I got 4 years. I just made these people happy. Here come more. What do they want? It's probably hard for them. And I've talked to a lot that have said that it is hard because we have to change. I think they want to try. I really do. I think they want to do what's best for the county. I think everybody does. But there's always that battle. And you talk to everybody out and about, and this is not hidden by any means, but you have the taxpayers and you have the county people. That's where there's a battle. You talk to anybody out and about.
And you have elected officials in the middle.
And you have elected officials in the middle. That is correct. So you have a mess. So you have to bring people in, like, you know, myself, people who can just sit down, not raise the temperature, but just keep it lower, and we can make this work. If you go in there with a strong agenda and you want to just lay the hammer down, it's not going to work. But if you want to go in there and say, let's fix this for everybody, you can make it work if you get the right people.
Is there a disconnect between county elected officials and employees?
I've talked to a few. I think for the most part, I mean, it's kind of hard to say because I haven't gotten in there enough to really sit down with them a lot. But I think there could be a possibility of a little bit. I think most want to try to make things right. I think most want to work for the best, but everybody's different. So I can't speak for every elected official. All I can say is that if I'm an elected official, I'm going to work my best to work with department managers and the county so that the taxpayers are happy, the county employees are happy, and the county runs smoothly.
Is there a disconnect between county elected officials and the public?
I think there is a little bit. I do believe that. I think it comes to transparency. I think that I've been to meetings about raises, about taxes. I'm going to give a good example. I'm going to throw it out there. And this is the big thing. When I first moved up here, my first big throw into county government was the tax initiative we saw, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody came out to UNA County. I was expecting maybe 25 people. That place was packed. I'm not going to lie. That was my first real involvement when I started getting involved. When I saw that, and this is my own personal opinion, I'll be honest with it. You go out there, if the entire county shows up to you, that pretty much the whole town seemed like the whole town was there. And the vote,
there was a lot of people,
but the vote still came out to the same where it felt like those people weren't listened to. That's where your problem is. If let's just say, for example, I had made the decision to raise taxes and that many people had come out to me and I was a commissioner, the whole town came out. It's okay to stand up and go, you know what? I hear you. I made a mistake. It's not about me or my ego. You're right. I was wrong. That's what we need.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. I have no problem with that. If I had, I'm very open. Like, I'm not a hard-headed person to where if, let's say, we had an issue and I thought I had, this is what I thought, and you came to me, Steve, and you showed me some stuff that I didn't know, I'm open to change my mind. I'm not, you know, I have my strong values, but at the same time, I'm open to other people's opinions.
In the final moments that we have, give us the elevator pitch. Matt Wilmer, we're standing in an elevator and we're going up to the 13th floor. Tell us why I should vote for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Steve, everybody out there listening, first off, thank you for letting me be here. Number one, I want to unite UNA County. That's my slogan for my campaign. I've been here. This is my home. It's my family's home now. And I love being on the radio. I love being a part of the community events. I want to make UNA County good. I want to make it great. And I want to make us work together so that I can say, I want to walk away in 4 years of elected and say, I did something. I accomplished something. That is important. And I want to do it for the people, and I just want to do it for the love of the service.
All right, Matt Wilmer, he is a candidate for UNA County Commission Seat B, and I appreciate you coming in. One final question.
Sure.
When I ask you, okay, are you convention only or are you gathering signatures?
Correct. I am actually convention only. So what that means to people is that if I don't score either the top two highest or over the 61 or 60% threshold, I will be out at the convention. So yeah, I am convention only, no signatures on my campaign.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Matt. Thank you for your comments. Appreciate you joining us here. This is the Meet the Candidate program on News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. We invite you to join us each Tuesday and Thursday evening at 6, right here, as we introduce you to candidates that are running for local, state, and federal offices. We want to thank our sponsors. Meet the Candidate program is provided as a public service of CNS Hydraulics in Vernal and Runners Incorporated in Roosevelt. So we want to give a big shout out to them and thank them. Now, this program will also be available after each broadcast under the Community tab on basinnow.com. So if you want to copy the address of that and ship it out to your friends that are out of the area, you can do that, or share it on social media. It's yours to be able to do that. I'm Steve Evans, and I want to thank you for joining us here on News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL.